Happy Wednesday, Cowboys Nation. Welcome to another episode of Dallas Cowboys Daily here on the one, the only, the Blog of the Boys podcast network. It's me. Hi, I'm your host, Jess Navarez, and we are officially halfway through our week, and we always, always, always love that. Today is Wednesday, March 29th. Happy Wednesday, everyone, and we are going to make the whole place shimmer today since we have a few very big headlines to get into, including what Jerry and Stephen Jones had to say about a possible Dak contract extension, if we could see Zeke make a possible return to the Cowboys, and even more. But first, make sure to go subscribe to the Blog of the Boys podcast network wherever you listen to your podcast. While you're at it, write us a review, and since we're all Cowboys fans here, make sure to give us all 5 stars with that rating. Go ahead and give us a follow on Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok, a like on Facebook, or you can go subscribe to our YouTube channel if you haven't already. All right, folks, let's get to it, because both Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones caught up with the media at the NFL owners meeting in Phoenix this week. So let's go over some of the highlights on what they had to say, and it's a lot. So this, of course, having been the first time that both Jerry and Stephen talked to the media after the decision to release Zeke. So let's start with Jerry. He was asked about the difficulty of the decision. He said the decision really came down to cap space. When he was asked about how close he was to possibly working something out with Zeke to see if he would stay in Dallas at a lower price, here's what he said.
Well, that was on the table. And you might say that to some degree that hasn't changed. And won't until he signed someplace else.
But did y'all make him an offer?
No specific offer.
No.
Okay, what you're saying is down the line, he's available, you have a need, you could revisit that?
I don't want to ever, and I don't want to leave him hanging, our fans hanging, or anybody. But I wouldn't take any possibility off the table.
As for what Stephen had to say, he did confirm that there was never really a time that they actually tried to negotiate a pay cut with Zeke, and here's why.
You know, I think, you know, when you got players, and we've had them over the years, whether it's a Emmitt Smith, whether it's a DeMarcus Ware, you know, these type of players, you know, you've got such respect for everything that they've done for your organization, and sometimes, you know, the best thing is to let them get a feel for what the market is. The last thing you want to do is do anything that would be insulting to a player, to a great player like Zeke, who's one of the best players to ever put on a Cowboys uniform, and he gave us everything he had, and a great competitor, and wish him nothing but the best if it turns out he doesn't return, but we never rule anything out around here, but, you know, there's sensitivities when you get into making offers in this game.
I actually really respect this decision by the Cowboys to not try to insult Zeke with any offers they might have had in mind. But regardless, they didn't really close the door on a possible Zeke return if free agency comes to an end, and he hasn't signed anywhere else. So we'll see what happens. Stephen was also asked about how they can uphold that impactful 1-2 punch approach with the running back room without Zeke this season, if that's the case. Here's what he said.
Yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day, if you found, you know, in a perfect world, you'd find a, you know, a big physical back that could complement Tony. And obviously, Zeke was extremely successful in short yardage and goal line, and, you know, he's one of the best. I think he's right there at the top in terms of touchdowns scored. There inside the five, he was pretty efficient.
So long live the Zeke possible return conversation for now. Anyways, when Jerry was asked if the front office made a more conscious effort to be more aggressive this free agency, this is what he said.
We've tried to do this type of thing before, and it just didn't work out on the other end. And we've gone after free agents, or in some cases where we knew what our appetite was, we didn't even try. But I always knew either front door or back door whether or not I should be trying. But I would say I don't remember a time or a specific in free agency that we weren't carefully evaluating whether or not we could justify financially, in the whole financial picture, a possibility of bringing on a free agent.
On the other hand, Steven said that this is a season of opportunity and that they always entertain the talk of trades, but that things just fell into place this time, some of it having to do with those compensatory picks as well. Also saying that things just have to work for the business and what the compensation will be for the player. When he was asked if this has been a more aggressive approach from the front office as of late, here's what he said to that.
I think it was ways that we, you know, were able to, you know, fill needs, which we always try to do. And I know some people think sometimes we're more aggressive than others, but, you know, we've made it pretty clear we were after a juicy type receiver, if you will. And looking at that corner position as well in terms of things that we felt like we needed to, you know, do for our football team.
Steven also adding on that re-signing key players is also an integral part of keeping needs met for the team going into the season. By the way, he did name drop both Dono and LVE when talking about this. Also mentioning the loss of tight end Dalton Schultz to the Texans and that they'll look to beef up the tight end room, since head coach Mike McCarthy likes to utilize tight ends in his offensive scheme. And since he's going to be calling the plays, very important to note that Steven said that. Now, speaking of key players on the offense, Jerry, on the other hand, was asked about the addition of wide receiver Brandon Cooks, saying that they couldn't get a deal done with him last season, but that they've kept an eye on him because of the history he has with the wide receivers coach, Robert Prince, since Prince worked in Houston as their wide receivers coach back in 2021, also working with Brandon Cooks. When Jerry was asked if Cooks will fill the void that has been missing since the departure of wide receiver Amari Cooper, here is what he said.
Oh, I think what you want Cooks to do is what Amari did for the overall passing game, not only in the production, which you counted on with Amari, but also the room he opened up for the other receivers. And those two things, because of Cooks' speed and because of just his route-running ability, he does that for them.
Jerry also discussing the Cowboys' O-line, saying that he sees Terrence Steele as a swing tackle who will be able to provide more depth for both Tyler and Tyron Smith. As for left guard, he said that they could possibly be looking into drafting a guy or that they could look within. So really not giving us a straight answer there. But on the other hand, when Stephen Jones was asked about the O-line situation, here's what he had to say.
I think it's the best five guys, you know, at the end of the day. I mean, Mike's always preached that, and, you know, it's early. We'll see kind of what's, you know, we got a new offensive line coach. We'll see, you know, he gets them out there, gets his hands on them, sees what they can do, and we'll figure out, you know, what are the best five guys and, you know, what makes us the best football team for 17 games plus hopefully the playoffs.
As for another need the Cowboys roster is looking to fill, well, that being the kicker position. Steven was asked where they are as of right now with things specifically with that position ahead of training camp, and here's what he said.
Well, I just think we're going to continue to look young in the draft. I mean, it'd be nice to start with a young guy that could go out there and be successful and have the right nervous system to be successful and have a guy around here for 3 or 4 years. I mean, that'd be the perfect fit. But, you know, you always, you know, there's these veteran kickers who come in and they do great jobs. And certainly that's, you know, we're going to try to solve it one way or the other. But, you know, right now I'd say that's certainly an itch that needs to be scratched at some point.
And last but certainly not least, in case you're wondering, both Steven and Jerry really didn't say much about a Dak contract extension. And when I say they didn't say much, I mean Steven said, I'm not going to comment on that. So there's that, no update there. But if you're still wanting even more Cowboys content to get you through the day, we have you covered. Starting with your Wednesday lineup, because you can expect a new episode of the NFC East mixtape with RJ Ochoa and Brandon Lee Gowan that'll drop later this morning, as well as a new episode of Talking the Draft with Connor Livesey and Mark Schofield that'll drop later this afternoon. As for your Thursday lineup, you can expect a new episode of The Ocho with RJ Ochoa that'll drop in the morning, and a new episode of Riled Up with Roy White and Tom Ryle that'll drop Thursday afternoon. And that's officially all I have for you today, but don't you worry, I'll be back bright and early on Friday morning with even more Dallas Cowboys Daily. Continue to absolutely kill it this week, as I know you always do. Y'all already know it is Eras Tour week for me, so I'm stoked. I know I'm having a fantastic week, just looking forward to that, but I hope y'all are always having a fantastic week because you deserve it. Anyways, go have yourself a great day, and I will talk to you very, very soon, Cowboys Nation.